from the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington. This is Maynard Villers reading Way of a Wanton, a Shel Scott mystery by Richard S. Prather. Now let's begin with Way of a Wanton. Chapter 1. I was as confused as a sterile rabbit, primarily because I couldn't make up my mind where to look. The little blonde that everybody here at the party called Dot was doing an impromptu can-can, and even if she wasn't dressed for that kind of dance, she sure had the equipment for it. At the same time, over in the far corner of the living room was a long-limbed lovely built like something designed by a sex fiend. I didn't know whether to look at the dance or the design, but I didn't want to miss anything, so I alternated. My eyes were having such a difficult time of it that a couple of times I thought they were going to collide. Finally, though, Dot finished the dance and plopped down on a couch. She was a little thing, no more than 5 feet tall, well-rounded, and with pure white skin. I had a swallow of my water highball, hoping it would ease the dryness in my throat. It didn't. I shifted my gaze, waited about a minute, then got up and walked across the living room carpet toward the long-limbed lovely. She was wearing a strapless white dress and leaning against the wall, looking out the huge window, and smooth, silver-blonde hair hung down against her shoulders and curled under in a long pageboy. My own short-cropped hair is almost white, like my screwy eyebrows, and this was one of the few women I'd ever seen with hair lighter in color than mine, except old women. This was no old woman. She was several years under my 30. The radio was still making a lot of noise, and she didn't hear me come up. I stopped in front of her and said pleasantly, "Hello, I'm Shel Scott." I just left it there till I found out what she'd do with it.